There's a big new headquarters building that'll be going up in Las Colinas. It'll start construction a little later on this year and go on for a couple of years. And after it's all done, there'll be maybe as much as 15 stories that'll house the Christus Health Complex. This is an outfit that's been based here for a good many years, but they've been leasing and decided to build their own building. Ernie Sadu is the CEO of Christus Health and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's definitely an honor to be able to have an opportunity to talk with you today.
Well, and so you've been running this place for a decade. Now you get to put your stamp on it and build a building. I know it's exciting. But talk to me about Christus Health a little bit, because you're a not-for-profit. You've got like 45,000 employees spread out across four countries. But it's more than just hospitals, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've been honored to be able to have our headquarters here for about 10 years in Irving, Las Colinas area, greater DFW area, and it's been very beneficial to us as an organization to be located here, and we've grown significantly over that period of time. Christus Health is a international healthcare organization made up of 45,000 plus associates, which are really our core. It's our greatest asset, and they are who makes it happen for us every day in fulfilling our mission to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. And we have well over 60 hospitals in the United States, Mexico, Chile, and Colombia. We also operate health plans, physician clinics, ambulatory centers, ambulatory surgical centers, retirement centers. You know, when I start listing things, you know, I forget some, Dave, but
this really is a growth business, but it's also a people intensive business. I mean, if you're running long-term care facilities or, mm-hmm. you know, health ministries, walk-in clinics, I can see why you've got 45,000 employees.
Yes, we have approximately, of the 45,000 plus, approximately 15,000 of those are in Mexico, Chile, and Colombia, and that's been a diversification strategy for us to not only diversify our ministry, but really give us an opportunity to go where there's a need and to expand and help those countries in healthcare.
You know, I see your facility growing here, and I know you've got a couple of thousand employees. I would guess this would be a good time. If you're going to build a new headquarters, this has got to be a good time to do it, because the rules have changed a lot, I think, out of the pandemic, and they're probably not going to go back. And I would think that would have had a big influence on how you design, or are you, I guess maybe you're still designing, your new headquarters.
Most definitely. And it is an excellent time, as I've shared with our board. I'm glad we weren't a couple of years earlier, because we would have to be relooking at how maybe potentially we redesign some things and have some added costs. And so the timing has hit well. We were working on making a decision of where we wanted to, you know, put down our roots and own and build our headquarters over the last couple of years. And so, you know, this timing is very good for us to do it, but you know, it's more than just the building. And so what we've always wanted to do is create an environment and a culture to where our mission is seen and felt, and that the culture for our associates, it continues to be strengthened. And actually going through this pandemic continues to reinforce the thoughts and the ideas and the creativity that we were working on with our architect, Boca Powell, to design the new building with a lot of outdoor space. So we'll have a lot of walking trails, a lot of areas to where our associates can walk to or get outside, can exercise. Our third floor area will be a very large outdoor space that they can meet, that they can get fresh air, you know, take a break, meditate, whatever the opportunities are. And then each floor will have some outdoor space in the building that was going to continue to promote that collaboration, but, you know, promote the healthy lifestyle.
But in collaboration, that's the key. That's what I'm trying to figure out going forward, how we're going to do that. Maybe we're not always going to have to stay socially distanced from one another, but it's going to be a consideration for a long time to come, I would guess.
Yes, it's definitely going to be more of a consideration of, you know, how many people, and that's what we're working through right now, where you build in the safety, because I want a very safe environment for our associates. And so in that design, we're taking all that into consideration, the filtration systems, the airflow, all of those things, you know, are critical. You know, now, I mean, it's getting a lot more, it's always been critical, quite honestly, but right. It's getting much more focused for the right reasons. And so this gives us an ability to design it that way. But I also, David, believe that in order to really create a culture, and this is, you know, my belief, you as a one Christus, we have to be together. And now we just have to figure out the right ways to where we can collaborate and see people in person, not on Zoom, and actually communicate and move quicker as an organization, you know, in that type of an environment. And so I'm excited about that. And I don't believe social distancing is going to be here forever. I hope not. And we're going to find ways to supplement that until maybe that's totally gone.
Well, have you had to have a lot of work from home? I mean, are your employees working from home now? Or have they been?
Yes. I would say at this point in time, about 2/3 of our employees in the system office here are working from home, but we're in the process of going through a very safe return, as is, you know, supported by the county and the city here, and that provides a safe environment for our associates to return.
Yeah.
In various ways.
You know, I mean, something like that's tough if you're in the oil and gas business or something and you've been, you know, collaborating and working together. But you're in the healthcare business and you've had to have your people spread out at the very time that you're needed the most. I mean, I would imagine, yes. I mean, COVID-19 is not just a U.S. phenomenon. Chile and Colombia and Mexico, and I would think it'd be a monumental task to oversee healthcare during a pandemic with all your people spread out.
Yes, that's true. And it's also, you know, for us, having a great team, which, you know, I feel very blessed to, throughout all of the Christus Health Ministry, have a tremendous team working together and working as one Christus to really be here, you know, when all the communities need us so bad. And, you know, it really has repositioned that from that standpoint and how you work together as a team. And, you know, every organization has at times barriers and decision-making processes,
right,
and all these other things. We hope we eliminate those, but it occurs. And going through this really, you know, at least for Christus Health, speaking for us, has really strengthened us as an organization, has enabled us to work even closer together, from making decisions, moving quicker, maybe cutting down some of that bureaucracy and other things that at times can get in place in organizations. So, you know, there's been a lot of pluses too.
Well, and having your own space, and I guess it's going to be a couple of years before you actually occupy it, but that ought to help you too, 'cause be able to plan your own space. I mean, if you were a for-profit company, I'd say, well, does this mean that you're, you know, entering a growth phase and that you're going to upsize and take over other companies or whatever? But I mean, are you right-sized? Do you have growth plans?
Yes, we've put in opportunities to grow, and yes, we're a not-for-profit, but that doesn't mean that we don't want to grow and that we're not planning to grow, because we've had significant growth over the last 8 years, and we plan to continue to grow where there is a need and where there's an opportunity to fulfill our mission. And so we're always being proactive in relationship to growth and see that as an opportunity right now too.
Well, I think I would imagine you've had your hands full, and I'm in awe. You know, handling a pandemic and handling a pandemic spread out over four different countries, and at the same time planning a new headquarters with all of your people out of sight. You're going to be entitled to a pretty good vacation here coming up pretty soon, I would think.
Hey, could you talk to my board?
Ernie Sadu is the CEO of Christus Health and has his hands full, but we look forward to seeing the new building.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to it, too.
Thanks. I know you do. I know you do. For more of our conversation with Mr. Sadu, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.